It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A train wreck outside of Paris tonight at the height of rush hour has shocked a nation that relies heavily on passenger rail. An intercity commuter train derailed. At least six people were killed and scores wounded. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
The intercity train had just left Paris on its way to Limoges when it derailed at around 5:30 p.m. local time at a station south of Paris. News channels broke into regular programming to cover the accident.
Il est 20h, bonsoir à tous. Voici les titres de l'actualité de ce vendredi.
The train was not supposed to stop at the station at Bretigny-sur-Orge, and the reasons for the crash are still unknown. Analysts spoke of rails that had possibly cracked in the sudden heat wave or couplings that could have come undone.
Sachant qu'un train ne peut pas faire d'excès de vitesse, car si un train commence à aller trop vite...
Former Transportation Minister Dominique Bussereau, speaking on television, said it was very unlikely that speed was a factor, as an automatic braking system would activate if the train was going too fast. The first passengers interviewed on television said the train was traveling at a normal speed when it began to shake violently.
We
were thrown forward and smashed into the seats in front of us, says a witness named Laurent. I saw dead people and many injured. Many people were bloody and many traumatized and crying around me.
There
were 370 passengers aboard the train. Other witnesses spoke of passengers being crushed or electrocuted. Television footage showed rail cars crumpled against each other with several lying on their sides and others smashed into the station platform. Scores of fire trucks and ambulances were at the scene. An emergency plan is now in place at Paris hospitals where all non-essential surgeries have been put on hold to free up emergency facilities for train crash victims. France has one of Europe's most extensive, efficient, and safe passenger rail systems. Guillaume Pepy, head of the SNCF, the French rail service, choked up as he spoke to the media.
La première pensée que nous avons tous, c'est la solidarité vis-à-vis des victimes.
Our first thought is one of solidarity with the victims and their families. We are all completely emotional tonight because rail accidents are something that shake us up. We are attached to trains in this country.
French President François Hollande went to the scene tonight to meet with shocked passengers. As the country waits for answers, there is a pall cast over the Bastille Day weekend. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.